fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Will you stomp that? Can't you see I'm trying to sleep? Just go away and leave me be. How did I get in here? I just walked in. Will you stop poking at me? I'm tired. And I've had enough of your... whatever. You mean what? What am I doing in your apartment? Will you stop asking me questions? It's hurting my head. I can hide from you if I want to. In your bed. So, who gives a shit? Well, of course you're confused. You don't think I'm not? I just want to sleep it off, okay? Well, how the hell should I know? Alright. Stop freaking out. Wait a minute. It's you. Oh, I get it now. Man. No, you're fine. Let me explain. Or at least try to explain. I went out on a date with your roommate. And we came back here to your guys' apartment. I can't really remember much after that, other than I wanted to be left alone. So I came into the closest room and locked the door and crashed. Your roommate called you and told you they needed help with me. Right. I must have drank too much. But I don't really remember. Never seen me like this. Shut up, nerd. I've never seen your place. And your room is a disaster. I mean, look at that pile of laundry. Do you not know how to clean? Laundry day is until Thursday. Whatever. Hey, don't tell me to get up. I can barely stand as it is, and your whole room is spinning. And what the hell is with that poster that looks like me? Your favorite artist. Right. Okay, just... will you stop standing over me like that? Because it looks weird. Come here. Just shut up and lay down next to me. Shh. I said shut up. I need someone to ground me right now, okay? My head's not in the right place. Stop squirming. I get it. You don't want me touching you. Look, I don't really understand what's going on either, okay? I know I just had a rough night and needed to lay down and get away from all the noise out there. Your roommates are really rowdy, you know that. So what? I'm not gonna do anything, I promise. Or pick on you or whatever. It's not like we're at school right now. Obviously something's wrong with me, moron. Now would you hold still? Well, your squirming is messing up the blanket. That's better. Now stop freaking out. I just need you, okay? Why you? Well, this is your room, isn't it? No, I came in here on purpose. Because you're the only one in this apartment that I trust right now. Because I know that you don't like me. So I figured if anyone was gonna leave me alone and not fuck with me, it would be you. Because you're too kind and trustworthy to do anything. Then you're completely innocent. How do I know? Because I pick on you every day. And half the time you don't even understand the jokes I'm saying. They're mostly related to you and your innocence. Whatever. Will you just stop talking? You're hurting my head. Is it too much to ask for you to just lay here with me? Not when I bully you all the damn time. Well, I promise I won't, okay? You're the safest person here right now, believe it or not. So just let me cling to you. I promise I'll leave as soon as I feel better. What's the matter now? I don't quite follow, but I think what you meant to say is that you're blushing. And that you're nervous. Why? Because no one's ever wrapped their arms around you like this before? Or because I'm the first guy to cuddle in your bed? No, it's fine. I actually think it's kind of cute. To be honest, I think everything about you is cute. And why the hell do you smell so good? Just took a shower. Oh, you had time for that, huh? Even knowing that I was in here? Oh, you showered at the gym. Wait, you work out? Oh. I guess that makes sense as to why you weren't here. I didn't realize you and your friends would go to the gym. Is it the same one that I go to? You know, the one on the corner of campus. Yes, the one with the pool. I'm assuming that's why you showered. Yeah, that water is definitely very bleach smelling. It's turned my hair green more than a few times, I'll tell you that much. No, I'm kidding. Oh my god. You really don't understand sarcasm, do you? Whatever, it doesn't matter. What? I told you I'm tired. Get me home. Well, what if I don't wanna? You're warm, and your bed's actually really comfy. So, no. I'm gonna stay right here. Not sure what to do. Well, how about you relax? And stop overthinking it. I already told you I wasn't gonna hurt you. Or say anything mean, okay? And I'm sorry that I made you cry the other day. I really did like the outfit you were wearing. I don't know why I said what I said. I guess I wanted a reaction out of you. But I could tell you put a lot of effort into it. And to tell you the truth, you looked super good in that outfit. But maybe I was having a shitty morning and wanted you to feel just as shitty as me. So I told you that I didn't like it. And all those other hurtful things I said. Why am I telling you this? Oh. Because I want to see you in that outfit again someday. Even though you told me after what I said you were just gonna throw it away. I hope you didn't. Because you looked so damn good in it. Will you stop telling me to stay awake? I can sleep if I want. Squeezing you too tight. Honestly, I'm not squeezing you hard enough. You know I don't really hate you, right? No, I'm being serious. I never hated you. You were just always too good for me. And I knew I didn't stand a chance with you. So the next best thing was pushing you away. But honestly, I kinda wanted to date you when we met. Do you remember that party last year? Yeah, that one. It was just me and you hiding alone together, trying to get away from all the noise. Kinda like now. Of course, that was an actual party and there was a lot more people. But we really connected on a lot of things, and I really liked you. But after that, everyone kept telling me that you were way out of my league. And I guess a part of me believed them. So the next time I saw you, I was rude. And I hurt your feelings so bad that you ran off crying. Then I heard you telling your friends at lunch that I was just a big jerk. And that the guy you met at that party was just some facade that I was wearing. But it wasn't. It was actually me. And I'm sorry. Oh, I can't get over your smell. What? Freaking out even more. Will you calm down? Your freakouts are starting to give me whiplash. I told you. Something happened to me out there and I don't feel right. Just ignore me. Everything that I'm saying? Well, no. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm saying the truth. Even though I'm out of it, I... Ah, wait. No, that can't be right. I'm sorry, I just... I'm trying to get my head on straight, okay? Just give me some more time to think it over. What are you doing? Well, I realized that. But why did you turn around? I figured you'd want to face away from me. You're cold. Oh, well, I'm burning up. See, feel. I've got a fever. So I can keep you warm. Oh, come here. Oh, is that better? Hey, what's going on with you? You buried your head into my chest. I told you I was warm. Did you not believe me? Wait, are you crying right now? No, it's fine. I'm just having a hard time processing. Why are you crying? Didn't think I could be nice. Hang on. Say that last part again. That you're comfortable in my arms. What's the matter with that? You didn't expect it to feel like this. Oh, that we're cuddling. You mean... feel normal. Hang on. Yeah, I guess it does. That's weird. Feels like I've laid with you like this a million times. It must be the drink talking. I mean, I've never even given you a hug before. We've never even shook hands. That's why this is weird. And that's why you're crying? Oh, man, you're such a nerd. And you make no sense. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad. It's comfortable for me too. Even your room felt comforting when I first came in here and looked around. And laid in your bed, it was so soft. It was very calming, this atmosphere you have here. I don't even know why, but I really like it. Do you mind if I stay the night? Hey, what? Well, because this isn't gonna go away super fast, and I'm in no shape to drive. Remember, my dorm is on the other side of campus. If I walked, it would take me at least 30 minutes. And I don't think I could make it, honestly. I'd probably just pass out somewhere along the way. You can always drive me. No, I don't want you to. Because I want to stay here. My apartment is lonely. And very much empty compared to this. I only have a desk and a bed and my computer. And a few of my clothes. I mean, your room feels more like a house. Mine's like a dungeon where I'm stuck doing my work and college stuff. Why don't I decorate? Have you met me? I don't really do materialistic things. What the hell would I even put in my room? Posters and lights. That sounds like too much effort. Not to mention money. You can help me. Okay, but let's do it tomorrow. I just want to enjoy this right now. Being close to you and all. Will you stop and let me snuggle? I am not. You just don't know me. Besides me picking on you anyway. And the only reason I do that is because you always react to what I say in the worst possible way, and it's so cute. I love it when you make that angry face at me. Well, of course I like it when you're mad. If I didn't, I wouldn't make you mad on the daily. You just get so heated about the littlest things. So easily offended. It's adorable. What do you mean, that's all? Do I need a better reason than that? Well, I mean, I'm still a jerk, don't get me wrong. But with you, it's different. I do it for your reaction. And you always give me the best ones. Hey! Stop moving. And stop trying to hit me with that pillow. Okay, I'm sorry. I know I'm a jerk. Alright, fine. I'll stop picking on you. But on one condition. Since I'm probably not going to remember this in the morning. I want... that is... fuck it. Kiss me. Yes. Right now. Because this might be the only chance I have. And I want to see if it feels as good as I think it will. If holding you in my arms like this and cuddling feels this amazing, could you imagine what tasting your lips would feel like? Why are you questioning everything I say? Shut up. What the hell? Why did that give me butterflies in my stomach? And looking at your face. No, I... It felt better than I imagined. Like, it was meant to be you. Oh.